Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and give the Lord a good shout of praise in the house. Worthy is his name. Righteous is his name. Holy is his name. How many of you know that faithful is the name of our God? Well, make a joyful noise and let him know you're grateful. Toronto. I'm going to give God some praise in this place. If you know he's an awesome God, clap your hands with us and help us sing tonight.
know he's awesome. You ought to say it. He's awesome.
In this room. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just take it back a little bit. One, two, three, say. You might as well go on ahead and get your dance on. Jesus, be up and
faith with him.
Hello.
You're not on the air. Can you hear me?
I can. Hello? Now.
Okay, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, today our topic is, and I said the enemy didn't want us to let this go through. Why do we need spiritual direction today? And would you like to say something on the air today?
Well, I can. I'd like to comment on. You said why the spiritual indicators are needed today. Is that what you're
why do we need spiritual direction today?
Spiritual direction. All right. Yes, I can make a comment on that. direction is an acute position that everyone should be aware of. Taking directions isn't easy because everybody don't take directions. They look at what they observe in themselves and assume that they can do whatever they do. But taking directions means I am honestly simple-minded to the things that I need to constructively use in my life. One would be obedience. If I am obedient to what I am told to do, then I can follow those directions and get to where I need to be. On the other hand, if I'm not simple-minded enough to take directions, then I will venture and do otherwise and move out of the arena of where God really has me. There are no rewards for non-directions, but there are rewards for the directions of people that adhere to the wisdom and knowledge of God. Therefore, we as Christian leaders, we as Christian parents, as Christian mothers and Christian guardians of people have a wisdom and have the knowledge to understand that when we are told to do something according to the Word of God, it must be carried out, whether it's simple or concrete. For an example, one in particular, that there are certain portions in the Bible which tells us, what do I need to be saved? Romans 8 will declare that if I submit myself. Well, what is submission? Romans, Acts 2, 38, 39, 40, 41 says in detail what I must do to be saved. If I don't follow those three steps, then I will not be saved. Many people assume that they have it, but in taking directions, 1, 2, 3, it's like you're baking a cake. What do I need to bake a cake? I need to do, first of all, I need to buy the content. Secondly, instructions on the box said I need to sift the flour, I need to mix the flour with eggs and butter and blah, blah. However, steps are taken to salvation, steps that I need to do to honor God. What do I need to do? I need to pray. That's direction. Well, how do I overcome certain situations in my life? Direction. The Bible says pray. Seek the will of God. Seek his face. There are directions in every continuity, in every package, even to the food you buy. There are directions. Without directions, there's no completion of what I need to do. Without directions, I cannot follow my pathway because there's a pathway that God has given for me to follow. Those are directions. So directions are very important, whether they are complex or whether they are very simple. However, follow directions to the will of God, and God will restore, he will restore, he will repair, he will rebuild, he will remake, he will make a way for you and I if we are patient and willing to follow directions.
Amen. Thank you, Carla, so much for that. That's what I was telling them earlier, I guess when our phone got messed up a little bit. Why do we need spiritual direction? We need spiritual direction from God. Because if we don't have those spiritual direction from God, we'll just go off half-cocked. We just go out any kind of way. We just be doing any kind of thing. But what we, you know, with the direction from God, we will be led, you know, like you was given scriptures in Romans 8. And, you know, the scriptures cause us to be people of the truth. And I found that both the truth and deceit are habits. You know, it's spiritual direction help us develop the habit of truth. When we begin to live in the light in front of one, it's easier to live in the light in front of all of us. You know, and
yes.
I thank God today for this here. Because, you know, people want to follow their direction. A lot of people nowadays don't want to follow the direction of God, the spiritual direction.
Right, and along with that, if we want the welfare of what God has as a believer, we must follow Isaiah 55 and 6. If we are family that pull together, sit together, and understand the meaning of the content of how we should live, that's Psalms 94 and 4. If we are in the position as a saint to govern ourselves and be corrected, because we make mistakes. But in the direction, if we want to be corrected, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 15 says, in the position of the faith, we are corrected. Isaiah 55 and 8 says, there are thoughts about our corrections. Proverbs 3 and 5 illustrates the family relationship in productivity to directions. Matthew 6 and 1 gives us the family, I call it the fatherhood, of what we need to do as men and women, teachers. Psalm 34 and 1 says, our lips are closed to the commands of the evil that would like to sustain us. We close our lips to all bickering, briberies. We don't participate in that kind of stuff. That's following directions. Shut your mouth, don't talk, leave the enemy's territory alone. So all of these commands by the word of God tells us, as a Christian, Isaiah 55 and 6, we are well. Our welfare as a believer depends on how well we trust in God and what he has honored us to be and to become in his kingdom. And last but not least, Psalm 56 and 20. If you're not praying the right prayer, then those prayers will be rejected. God only hears the honest heart of people. And to be honest and following directions, we're told to, as an oval or an oracle, Our Father's Prayer. Follow that prayer. If you don't know how to pray, Our Father's Prayer in the book of Matthew. Our Father, whom art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Those are the simple things that we should do as Christian leaders.
Amen. Thank you so much, guests, for coming on to share them words of wisdom and scriptures, because somebody's going to, might not be everybody, but God's going to send somebody to this broadcast today on why do we need spiritual direction. And without the spiritual direction, without this word of God, this Bible, this is our spiritual direction right here, the way we should go, how we should talk, how we should act. You know, it's our spiritual direction right there if we just take heed to what God is telling you. You know, like you were just saying, Some got to keep their mouth closed and stuff because some people always want to talk. You can't get a word inchwise. They're talking about nothing, going nowhere. And you telling them, you know, you see that brick wall right up there. I'm going to give that an example. You see that brick wall they're putting their head to, but you give them some right spiritual direction to keep them from butting up into that brick wall. But they say, you know, you got some people where I know. They're the ones that always know everything. But they're in the head asking.
Amen.
You know, they're not trying to heed. Well, wait a minute. I've been trying this for 5 years, and it haven't worked. Let me try God. I've been doing what Sally say down the street. I've been doing what Billy say over here. I've been doing what Susan say over here and Daniel over here. But let me do what God say. Had I ever tried God? No, you done tried. You done took the direction from somebody else instead of taking the direction from God that will lead you straight to where you need to go. And, you know, I just thank God for this this lesson today because, you know, one of Satan's favorite flaws is to keep us from truth. It's to make us despair the message of truth. And we're talking about the spirit of truth today. Following the spiritual direction today. You know, and if our director speak a different word to us, we will be tempted to ignore the truth. By trying to find the same or similar faults in our director. You know, there is nothing but evasiveness. Other people may have the same faults we do, even our spiritual director. But that doesn't mean we don't need to address our own shortcomings. You know you got some shortcomings of not following spiritual direction from God? Get it together. Stop what you're doing. You've seen it ain't got you nowhere. It ain't got you further and further back from God. You know, the places you should have been, the level you should have been in, you never got there because you did not follow the spiritual direction that was in the Word of God. I thank you so much, Carla, for coming on today, sharing with God's people on this topic today and giving them scriptures. I really do appreciate that. I'm going to play, see if I can play one more song today. Well, it want to act up today. It don't want to come on, so that's all right. Did it come on? Yeah, it didn't want to come on today, but we give God praise because he is truly worthy to be praised. And we thank God for the main tags we had in this lesson today was deceitful, humility, attitude, errors, and enemies. And all this here, that was four reasons that we give that help explain the need of spiritual direction. Then we had a guest that come on today that even opened your eyes more from scriptures where you can go to scriptures and pull up those scriptures yourself out of your Bible. They're in your Bible. If you have not told your pages out, they're right there for the looking and the reading. And, you know, as I was thinking on spiritual directors also as spiritual direction, they have a demanding role to play, so we obviously should not choose them casual. You know, and once we've found suitable spiritual directors, we can make that job easy or difficult. That will help us on our spiritual direction on the way of Christ Jesus. So today we want to leave with you all to choose a spiritual director and your spiritual direction. Let it be ordered by God. Let your heart be right. Have humility. And we all gonna have enemies. But if you follow the direction that God have given you through the word of God, you will be able to overcome whatever come up. But we give God praise today for this lesson today. How and why do we need spiritual direction? Hallelujah, hallelujah. thanking God today. Because, you know, we all lack the objective to see things accurately. Sometime in our life, you know, we all think we got it together. But sometime, you know, God will send somebody and let us see. The way we was going is the wrong way. And I use a good example. I'm saying spiritual direction. You may be leaving from home for good intent to go to a particular church or service. And someone have given you the direction. And you're following direction. But somewhere along that way, it's been a roadblock. It's been a wreck. You got a detour. And you got to pray, God, you show me the best way to go, the direction to go to where I need to be. Through the Spirit. And he will do it. I'm a living witness, he will. So we're giving God praise today for this show, Why Do We Need Spiritual Direction? I want to thank my guest coming on, area code 832, for coming in and sharing with us today. Area code 832, did you have anything else you would like to say before we begin to close out our program for today?
I've enjoyed the topic, the subject, and the content of everything that was discussed today, and we will always be better Christians if we observe and get rid of the assumptions of what we think something is rather than following directions of what really is, which makes it what it is, and that's the Word of God.
Amen. And that's the most important. That's what I was trying to get over to. It's the Word of God, listening to what God have told you, because we're going to have people speaking in our ears all day, people talking to us by phone, texting and everything. But who are you going to believe? You're going to believe all this stuff you see on the news, in the newspaper, in your neighborhood, or are you going to trust God to give you the right direction to keep you out of some of these pitfalls that's going on in the world today? Well, guess I want to thank you for coming on, and please do come back again. Don't be a stranger to Joy and Peace Community Development Cooperation. Please do come back and share with the listening audience, because we all make up this great world, and we all need each other. We all don't know everything, but one of us or some of us can help somebody else that's going through something, because somebody today may have needed this, that would tune in later, whether in the archive, that would need spiritual direction. A lot of people are going to God right now. What should I do about my job? What should I do about this? What should I do about that? You know, God is just so good. And I thank God today. And I thank you all for coming. I want y'all to have a wonderful and a blessed day in the Lord. And I couldn't bring my song on, the last one I wanted to play today to close us out. But I give God praise for everything that he has done already. And until next week, y'all be blessed. Have a wonderful week. And for all the fathers that may be listening in, happy Father's Day to all the fathers. And until next week, Joy and Peace will convene with you again next Wednesday at 10 o'clock. Bye-bye.